Good morning, everybody. Dr. Dayal Bandhu Majumdar of Kolkata here. Today, I shall discuss an emergency management of snake bite. Whenever a snake bite case or a suspected case of snake bite or an unknown bite case comes to the emergency room of any hospital, we have a very beautiful flowchart that is management protocol of Government of West Bengal. We follow this management protocol everywhere in all the hospitals of Government of West Bengal. Nowadays, we have good protocol charts from ICMR and even national guidelines. All are almost same. See, here the Government of West Bengal snake bite treatment protocol. Here we have given in details how to manage a snake bite or an unknown bite case attending one hospital. Whatever may be, if a bite case comes to an hospital, we have to admit the patient. We have strict instruction to admit all the cases of snake bite and suspected snake bites for 24 hours. We have to keep these patients admitted for observation if immediately we don't get any sign of envenomation. Now, if a patient comes in a condition of pulseless or respirationless condition, we have to resuscitate that patient. In each and every patient, we have to rapidly assess the general condition of the patient. If the patient is in respiratory arrest or even in pulseless condition, sometimes we have to give even CPR. And if a patient comes in respiratory arrest condition, we have to immediately intubate that patient and start assisted ventilation, that is AmbuGuard ventilation in the emergency. Before we can get an ICU bed, we have to start AmbuGuard ventilation, and that's not very impracticable. You see, Dr. Mohtasib Alam, our junior friend, has done it in the year 2017 in Salboni Rural Hospital only. He had saved this 10-year boy of great bite by AmbuGuard ventilation only. He kept this boy at Salboni Hospital with intubation and AmbuGuard ventilation for 5.5 hours. Then this boy returned his spontaneous respiration. If we have to transfer a patient to any higher center, if particularly it is a case of respiratory arrest in neurotoxic snake bite, we have to arrange for assisted ventilation in the ambulance also. You see, this small boy in the lap of his mother, this boy attended on the rural hospital one evening with respiratory arrest. Here, Dr. Madhusudan Hemram intubated the boy and he started AmbuGuard ventilation, and he himself went with the patient with AmbuGuard ventilation in the ambulance to the Bankura Medical College, 22 kilometers away from Unda Rural Hospital, and he was felicitated by Government of West Bengal. You see, the CMOH of Bankura felicitating Dr. Hemram. In the other side, you see some trainee nurses are maintaining AmbuGuard ventilation in Jungipur Subdivision Hospital. They kept this boy alive for 18 hours in AmbuGuard ventilation. And here, in the left upper corner, you see one person is maintaining AmbuGuard ventilation. This person is a totally non-medical person. He is a relative of this lady, who was a pregnant lady with snake bite. She went to respiratory failure and she was intubated and AmbuGuard ventilation started and was referred to Bankura Medical College from Bodjura State General Hospital, that is almost 40 kilometers away. She was safely transported to Bankura Medical College by assisted ventilation. If intubation is not possible, if laryngoscope is not available, you can use LMA, laryngeal mask array, as an alternative. Now see what we do when a patient is admitted. If we get signs of frank envenomation, signs of envenomation are present in the emergency room, then immediately we admit the patient and start an IV channel and start normal saline. We don't use renal lactate as a starting fluid. In this bottle of normal saline, we have to add 10 vials of Indian polyvalent antivenom. For all the snake bites, all the venomous snake bites in West Bengal, the starting dose is 10 vials. Practically, for all the venomous snake bites in India, 10 vials is the starting dose. Only exception is sauce-killed viper. In case of sauce-killed viper, we can start with 5 vials of polyvalent antivenom. If envenomation is present, this SV-mixed normal saline is transfused in jet as early as possible. Then we maintain a slow normal saline drip for 24 hours. If needed, we have to repeat other 10 vials or 20 vials, particularly in case of Russell's viper bite. We may have to infuse up to 30 vials of antivenom to prevent renal failure. Now, how to be sure that the patient who has come with a history of bite is envenomated or not? The signs of envenomation have to be found before we start antivenom. In case of cobra bite, that is hooded snake bites, if the patient is a hooded snake, that is cobra, spectacled cobra or monocled cobra, there will be faint signs of local signs of envenomation. There will be a painful bite and progressive swelling. Immediate pain and progressive swelling are signs of cobra bite envenomation. But in case of Russell's viper bite, there may not be immediate pain and swelling. In many a times, we have got Russell's viper bite with late signs of envenomation, that is late swelling and late pain. And crate bites are most mysterious. In common crate bite, there will be no bite mark, there will be no pain, there will be no local swelling. Totally different type of presentation. I shall discuss that later on. In a case of neurotoxic bite, that is classical neurotoxic bite, that is cobra bite, there will be immediate pain and swelling in the bite site. Usually we get bite marks, but bite marks are not sure signs of envenomation. We have to forget the two fang mark theory. Many a times, two fang mark theory has misled us. You see, the foot of this 12-year-old, there is definite two fang marks, but it was a case of dry bite. And in case of common crate bite, there will be no bite mark. Many a times, we have missed common crate bite cases when we have tried to find out bite marks. So we have to forget two bite mark theory. There may be more than two bite mark. There may be a cut mark. There may be like laceration mark. You see, in the foot of this patient, there is a cut-like mark. It is also a monocled cobra bite mark. So bite mark is not going to help us too much. If we give too much emphasis on two bite mark theory, we will miss many cases. But immediate local pain and swelling are classical sign of cobra bite. There will be immediate pain and swelling. And after few minutes, maybe 30 minutes or 45 minutes in case of cobra bite, there will be systemic signs of neurotoxicity. There may be ptosis, ophthalmoplasia, difficulty in deglutition, difficulty in speech. And rapidly, these patients deteriorate to respiratory failure. But in case of crate bite, that's also a case of neurotoxicity. Systemic signs of neurotoxicity comes very late. These patients usually present in the early morning with pain abdomen or sore throat or any other bizarre symptoms. We keep them admitted and under observation. After 2 to 24 hours, we have got acute unexplained bilateral ptosis. acute unexplained bilateral ptosis with a history of floor bed is a sure sign of common crate bite. There may not be any history of bite. The snake may not be seen. You may not get any bite mark. But if you get unexplained bilateral ptosis, always think of common crate bite. Russell's viper bites are usually painful and usually there will be some slow swelling. But pathognomonic sign of Russell's viper bite is abnormal bleeding. Abnormal bleeding from any site, maybe from the bite site, maybe from an injection site. The sister has given a tetanus toxin and there has been subcutaneous hematoma. After 1 hour or 2 hour, you may get bleeding from gum, you may get epistaxis, you may get bleeding from any old ulcer, the patient coughs, and the sputum may be blood stained, even there may be hemoptysis or hematemesis, or there may be blood in stool and maybe blood in urine also. If Russell's viper bite patients are treated late, if enough antivenom is not given in early time, there will be definitely acute renal failure. In early stage, there may be hematuria, then after 12 hours, there will be oliguria, and within 24 hours, there will be total renal shutdown. We do blood biochemistry. If blood urea and creatinine is increasing, we plan for hemodialysis. Now, to diagnose a venomous snake bite, is a broad snake enough? No. Broad snake are many times misleading. If you diagnose envenomation by looking towards a broad snake, you may misdiagnose. Many times a wrong snake was brought. You see, in this earthen pot, one non-venomous wolf snake was brought, but this bitten girl was ultimately diagnosed to be a case of Russell's viper bite by 20 WBCT. Let me discuss the procedure of 20 WBCT. 20 WBCT is a gold standard test for coagulopathy. If we suspect a case of Russell's viper bite, that is hemotoxic bite, Russell's viper or Schuylkill viper bite, we do 20 WBCT in the bedside. It can be done at a primary health center also. What is needed? You need only a new clean glass test tube. Dry clean glass test tube. Draw 2-3 milliliter of venous blood and keep it in the glass test tube for 20 minutes undisturbed. Don't disturb in between. After 20 minutes, gently tilt the test tube. If blood is not coagulated, that is blood is liquid, be sure that there is Russell's viper envenomation. Atropine and neostigmine injections are life-saving in a case of cobra bite. We always tell insert an injection, AN. Because you have to always give atropine first, then neostigmine. Don't make it reverse. Give 1 ampoule atropine IV, then 3 milliliter neostigmine, that is 1.5 milligram neostigmine intramuscular or intravenous. Myopyrrolate is a good alternative. Here we get neostigmine with glycopyrrolate. Glycopyrrolate do the action of atropine. You need not give atropine separately. Glycopyrrolate ampoules contain 2.5 milligram neostigmine. In case of cobra bite, if you don't give an injection, that is atropine and neostigmine, the patient may not survive. Plenty of antivenom may not save a patient of cobra bite. You see, these two unfortunate persons, young lady and young man, They are given 1820 vials of anti-venom, but neostigmine was not available in those hospitals, and both these unfortunate patients died. So always be careful to keep atropine and neostigmine in hand. Some of our colleagues are afraid of antivenom reaction. Antivenom reaction is not so rare, but antivenom reactions are not very severe most of the time. We have not registered a single case of death due to antivenom reaction in last 10 years. Antivenom reactions are common, but deadly reactions are not so common. To prevent antivenom reaction, you can use 0.25 ml of adrenaline subcutaneous immediately before giving antivenom. And if there is any antivenom reaction, keep adrenaline ready in syringe. You have to give 0.5 ml of adrenaline intramuscularly. Keep in mind, not subcutaneously, not intravenously. You have to give intramuscularly. Adrenaline 0.5 mg intramuscularly is the treatment for any antivenom reaction. What are the antivenom reactions? Very commonly, there will be arterial rashes or scalp itching. There may be sudden fall of BP. The patient may collapse. There may be some bronchospasm and dry cough or anything else. Whatever you get, you stop the antivenom for the time being and give adrenaline 0.5 intramuscularly. Within 5 to 7 minutes, the patient will be recovered. Then again, you have to restart the antivenom. You can repeat adrenaline intramuscularly 2 times. To see carefully our West Bengal snake bite treatment protocol, there we have clearly written, never refer any snake bite patient without infusion of 10 vials of antivenom. If you have doubt, to keep the patient admitted, but never refer the patient without antivenom coverage. If you have to refer the patient to higher center, particularly in case of Russell viper bite, you may have to refer the patient for hemodialysis. Then also, you have to infuse minimum 10 vials of antivenom at your primary hospital. Then you have to transfer. If you transfer a patient without antivenom coverage, the half an hour or 1 hour time spent in the way to higher center, the kidney will be damaged. And in case of cobra bite, if you don't transfer the patient without an injection, that is atropine and neostigmine, the patient may go to total respiratory failure on the way to a higher center. So be cautious to transfer a case of snake bite to a higher center. Always try to give antivenom coverage. And in case of cobra bite, atropine and neostigmine injection. And if possible, send the patient with assisted ventilation support in the ambulance. Thank you all for listening.